Up dog fella, look good, feel good, play good. We got some new Adidas golf swag coming the fella's way.
I don't know if any new golf swag would help your game, but I love it. Adidas is excited to introduce new offerings within the Go-To apparel collection that allows you to bring your style to the golf course. Not the traditional golf uniform, Go-To brings a fresh attitude to the game wherever you play. You'll look good on and off the course while enjoying all the technical benefits that let you play your best.
Featuring streetwear-inspired style, the Go-To collection rewrites all the rules and encourages you to express your style through every swing. Explore the new Go-To collection on adidas.com/golf.
Fellas,
Labatt Blue USA. Lots of things are better together. Hockey and Labatt Blue. Golf and Labatt Blue. Barbecuing with an ice-cold Labatt Blue. But if you really want to take things to the next level, drink some Labatt Blue Lights with your friends and live life to the power of we. Always enjoy responsibly. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
What's missing curfew? It's when you kind of play guilty, but you show up.
How nice is a green light on the road, though? No practice tomorrow, no plane, just go.
Scotty Upshaw in the clear, and he scores! Right in front, scores!
A few laughs, a little bit of fun, and obviously a lot of hockey talk.
You're listening to Missing Curfew.
The lads.
Fella!
My man, trade deadline.
Fella, Friday continues trade deadline. I got my phone on here.
I got my X Pro.
I'm
up.
Not even fucking worried about it ringing.
By the way, I'm on X Pro. Thanks to Elon one. Here. I'm on X Pro. I got columns. I got NHL trade deadline column. I got, you know, Pornhub column on this side. I got the home of the Vancouver Canucks over here. I got it all.
Tell you why we can't get traded, because we own Missing Curfew. Who That's owns right. the Chiefs?
That's right. Our phones ain't ringing. If they do, maybe Big Canyon says cart path only today.
Yeah, they did say that. It's always cart path only. Anytime it rains, anytime it's Gush City, it's cart path only.
Gush.
Hey, we've both been traded at the deadline. I got traded 2 days before the deadline my rookie year. I'll give you my quick little spiel of it. I was driving from the rink after practice, me and Pears, heading back on the 55, heading right to Sharky's for lunch and a couple barley sandwiches. And I'm driving, and this is how you know you're a rookie, right? Because I don't even have the GM's number on my phone. I didn't have Berkey's number on my phone.
You didn't have any numbers in your phone back then.
No.
Right?
Well, I had a fucking couple in there.
Yeah, but like...
You got a guy? I got a guy.
Had a couple of contacts or pictures back then. Like it was a funky time in 06. But
well, we still had like a BlackBerry
and the Blackberries. But again, like think how long ago that was.
Yeah, but you had contacts in there, right?
Nah, I don't know.
How did I chase down all those broads? I'm pretty
you just did it on the move, bro. Face to face. Remember that?
I worked so hard back then. Like I was probably like too eager, right? With the texts all the time. Like, hey, what are you doing? Hey, you want to go?
I didn't even text back then.
And I realized
I was a caller.
You got to relax.
I kept it old school. My dad taught me back in the day. You give her a call.
Give her a call. Right to the landline, eh? Talk to her.
Hello.
Do you remember that when you were in like high school? You like call the house to like her dad answer? Like, hi, is Lindsay home? Yeah, who's it? Can I ask who's calling? It's Shane. Yeah, hold on a second. Lindsay, Shane's on the phone. You're like, holy fuck.
No, man. I remember the balls? You used to have to give yourself a tug every time. Call the
every,
old man. You're
every
like,
time you wake up.
Oh, God, please, you know, please be the mom. She's such a sweetheart. Please be the mom. Yeah. Pick up. And then sure as shit, big old Glennie picks up. You're like, oh, God.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. So, yeah, I was driving. My phone rang. Unknown number, 714. Pears is like, we're not trading anyone. We're best team in the league. I said, yeah, I'll just answer. Maybe it's a PR guy or something. Obi, Berkey, how you doing? I said, good. I'm like, fuck, it's Berkey. What are you doing? I said, I'm driving. He said, well, don't drive off the road because I just traded you. And I'm like, fuck, I got traded Pears. And now you're thinking, where am I going, right? Like Anaheim. Like, hi. He's like, I traded you to Tampa Bay Lightning. I'm like, ooh, okay.
Yeah,
bring
bad.
The sticks with me still. He's like, I didn't want to trade you, but they kept offering me a second rounder. I said, if they bump it up to a first, I'm going to trade you. And I got no first round picks because of the Pronger trade. I got some other things in the cooker here for the next couple days. We're trying to add some things, so I need a first rounder. Good luck. Your flight information will be sent over to you quickly.
I mean, not bad from a, what, sixth rounder to a first rounder?
I was a seventh rounder.
Seventh rounder.
Eighth rounder, wasn't I? I was eighth rounder.
Who knows? When you get past four, it's just a mixed bag.
Yeah, eighth round, 250th overall.
Yeah, so I mean, that's a huge, you know, that's almost better than going first round Flopsky. Right?
I mean, once you're traded for a first rounder, that makes you a first rounder.
That's a first rounder.
100%.
You should get first round looks. No.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I didn't get first round money when I got to Tampa. I got a nice little 2 year, like 2.2. I was like, fuck, nowadays that would
have. That's not bad.
No, but imagine now.
That was my deal too, 4 or 5 years.
No, but imagine now. Imagine I get traded for a first round pick. I'm getting four bananas a year.
I know you are.
For 8 years.
Yeah, my first deal in Phoenix was to 1.4 million or something. Like it was, you know.
Fucking chump change, eh?
Chump change. I can't even fucking pay for my yearly Amex at that thing. We're making more money here at fucking missing curfew than we did 6 years into our career.
Without escrow care, though, maybe. Listen, you got traded at the deadline. Princey found a video of yours from Philly where you were holding it back, fella. And this guy.
Yeah, that was when Loops dropped me off at the airport. Yeah, it wasn't perfect.
No, this guy. No, listen, I when PJ dropped me off at the airport, I cried. When I left the Ducks, I full out cried.
I know.
But he was he knew that
he was sticking a little.
He kept digging.
I know. I'm like, bud, would you stop
it? He knew he had you, and you were holding on by a thread. You're like,
it's like when the girl breaks up with you, and she just keeps drilling it in that you're never going to fuck her.
Yeah, she's no.
You're like, what? You just stop it, okay? Like, you're like, just go in peace, please.
Listen, okay, I get it. You're breaking up with me, but can we just hook up one more time? I like at least one more time.
Yeah, no, there was no more time. I was not allowed to put that jersey on anymore. They took it from me.
You know when a girl has officially cut you off, right? You can tell when it's like you keep texting her and you're like in your head, you're like, that girl that I used to know, she no longer exists. Yeah. She's gone. So it's time to move on. But I did make a little comment on social media. I'm like, what's up, Doc? Hey, Yell Town, those little emotional.
Old Town.
Yeah, Old Town.
Yeah, so yeah, that one was fun. I was sitting in a haircut chair. Shocker.
Of course.
I had his haircut at salon in Old City, right next to my pad, right next to where me and Loops and Carter, Richie and Hartnell, Coburn. There was a bunch of us live within one city block. Anyway, I was getting my haircut. Fucking 4 o'clock comes by, 4 o'clock Eastern, right? Boom. Nothing. That's great. Relief.
Oh, you thought.
Relieved, right?
Nothing like a good release.
And then sure as shit, 416 area code. You know what that area code is.
That's T-Dot.
And, I
look that, your agent?
I look at it. I go, oh, fuck. Hello. Hey, Scotty, it's Sportsnet. Can we throw you on with Kipper and the boys and, you know, get a quote from you? And I go, for what? And they're like, well, you've been traded. I go, what?
You found out?
Yes, twice. Oh, twice by the radio station.
That's Bush week.
So twice. This was the first time. Second time was when I was in Phoenix. But anyway, wow. I was like, no, you know what? Tell those guys to go fuck themselves. I'm getting my hair cut.
Tell Detroit bullshit.
And I go, but one last question. Who's it for? They're like, reports are it's for Daniel Carcillo for you. And I'm like, fuck, really? Okay, shit. And so.
Good guy.
And then, a good guy. But anyways, I sit there, tell the hairdressers, she was a cool chick, tattoos, you know, super cool. And she's like, what just happened? I go, I think I just got traded. She's like, what? I go, yeah, I'm off to Phoenix probably later. Tonight.
You're like, take a little more off the side, honey. Yeah. I don't know what my next haircut's going to be.
Up here a little bit.
Take a little more off the top, off the side.
Yeah, and sure as shit, that night, you know, I come home, Loops, we might have sparked one just, you know, celebratory.
Oh, for sure you did.
And he drops me off at the airport, and that was when that video was highlighted.
You held her together.
No, I started fucking crying at the end, I think.
You held her together. I mean, you could tell that you were.
Did me one and cut it off.
Oh, did you really do the waterworks?
So,
is that the
at the airport? Yeah. I mean, I'd already been through security, I think. And then all of a sudden, it's like the Mariachi band came, and I'm like,
you're in the first, what's the word I'm looking for? First lounge, class lounge.
I'm in United
Lounge. Buckles hanging there.
No, and then the second time, I was at my house, you know, it was me and my ex-girlfriend at the time, and I'm sitting in the bedroom thinking, I got to be out of here. They got to shit me, you know. Fucking 20 goals already, and they're not playing.
And you guys
were
bad.
It's a joke. No, we were good. Phoenix was good. We lost to Detroit in 7 games that year. We were actually a really good team. They shipped me to Columbus, and we were shit. So so many times I got traded from
sense for me. Who'd they pick up, a D-man or something?
Klesla. Jovo broke his jaw, so he was out.
I just can't see as a GM, when you're like a playoff type of guy, why I would trade you.
Yeah, it was to Dave Tippett. I'll tell you that why.
Was like Matthew Lombardi on that team?
Yes.
No disrespect to Lumpo, but I would have traded him over you.
Lumpo is great, man.
Good player, but who's a better playoff guy?
I had my best years with him and Doner.
You're a better playoff guy than Lumpo.
I don't know. I mean, depends. He's a different player. But I love playing with him.
I never got to really truly play with him. He got hurt. I'll never forget it. First game of the year, Preds versus the Hawks at fucking concussion. United. He caught an edge and went in right by the penalty box.
Yeah, he was never the same.
But absolute beauty. One of my favorite guys. He loved going to tune, like going to concerts.
Yeah.
Fucking Radiohead was probably his favorite band. We'd seen a ton of shows together. And then he went and played with Loops in Toronto. And I was like, you boys are going to love each other. Like fucking.
Yeah.
You'll be going to shows, dinners on the road, blah, blah, blah. I'm sure as shit.
Same thing as I said to Loops when PA got there. I'm like, you're going to love this PA kid. He's like, really? I didn't really like him in the minors that much or whatever. I'm like, ah, he's changed. Trust me.
Yeah.
And they were best buddies. So, yeah. Listen, trade deadline. We're going to get into it. We got a great guest, Dave Pagnotta from Fourth Period Magazine. First and foremost, shout out to our boy, Tom Riley. I got the up dog going back to Vegas. I guilted him in, and then I tickled a little something in front of him with a little Shadow Creek. Bucket list for me. I'm excited for this fella. I mean, I was going through the thing yesterday of these athletes. Your boy MJ, Rogers, some actors I can't remember. But them talking about Shadow Creek, how John Smoltz, Greg Maddux, talking about how if they dropped you in the middle of this place, you'd think you're in a picture or a movie. Like, you can't believe you're in the desert. The best golf experience. The great one said one word. He said surreal. I'm looking forward to playing this. You've played it. Is it as good as I'm expecting here, fella, or what?
Buddy.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
I can't wait.
What's great is that they actually go through each hole and have a quote from the guys, right?
Yeah. But
I'll tell you this. 18, hole 17 and 18 are so sick. 17 is this beautiful golf hole with like a rock wall behind it, OB, over water. You're going to love it. It's only 140 yards. Aaron Rodgers.
140 yards?
One of the prettiest yet most difficult shots in golf, and he's bang on. And then 18 is the sickest hole, par 5, Phil. Even those who do not have a great day scoring in their journey through one of the world's greatest golf experiences with one of my favorite golf holes in the world. It's so badass. It's badass.
I can't wait,
Phil. You know what? The thing is like you could be airdropped in there and think you're in Southern Carolina or you could think you may be in the Rockies, some holes.
North Carolina, I've heard.
Yeah, but it was desert. And this Steve Wynn, you know, 25 years ago had this vision to just build a oasis. And his home, the house that's on there, it's only one house. It's, you know, it's
one house, just his?
It's sick.
Just his pad?
Yes, you can see it over the ninth green. And it's
the ninth green at nine. Yeah. It would appear so. Hey, public relations lady, have you seen Shooter McGavin? No, I haven't. Oh, if you do, I just got to kick the living shit out of him. How many bodies do you think are buried under this golf course then? Eh? Probably from back in the day or what? There's got to be a couple. There's a couple under there, right?
Yeah, there's got to be. Some of the hills, some of the dog legs.
Yeah, they just went out there, fucking hit them with a shovel. Through.
Hopefully they don't get Andrew Green, our guy, going to redesign the course. Hey, dead guy.
I can't wait, up dog. I'm looking forward to it. We walk or run a cart walk?
We cart it. Yeah, you're going to cart it. The legs for dancing later.
Yeah, that's true. Thank you, Tom Riley. Looking forward to getting out there with my boy Updog and Loops. Get that wallet, fell. I'm coming for you. Craig Berube, your former coach, last night on the panel, thought he was great. Biz was poking. Biz has turned into an ultimate media guy. He's trying to get Chief to say something bitter and shit.
They're probably trying to spice up the show, right? Yeah, and Chief is great when he's a little like off, like.
Give him a couple cocktails.
When he's a little laid back.
Yeah.
Like, and it's, you know, he's new to it. He's only been on there three, four times, right? But he's great. I love that they gave him Talk's spot, right? He was sitting in Talk's chair.
No, he was sitting in, Lundqvist took Talk's chair.
Oh, okay.
He was sitting where Gretz sits.
Gotcha.
It's just nice to have a good old school beauty coach on that panel.
The show last night was better.
Yeah. I don't think the show has been as good without Rick Tockett. I love Talks. I thought him and Biz, because him and Biz were buddies and they could keep each other honest, right? He could go at Biz. And Hank, I mean, Hank's just a pro. I mean, he gets a good – when he talks goalie stuff, it's great. It obviously looks like $1 million up there. But it's nice to have that old school beauty coach. I would say this to TNT. Maybe get Chief a new pair of loafers though, eh?
Yeah, like maybe some Nikes.
Yeah.
Maybe get him sponsored by Air Jordan.
Yeah, we need something. Or – Chief, send those to Big Canyon. We'll get Bobby Orr to shine them up for you, get them back to you.
Maybe some Kits eyeglasses on him, too. Man, he's wearing the glasses a lot.
Yeah, we got to get some Kits eyewear for him.
I'd say something on him, yeah. It's just a nice pair of new specs.
Because I think as a coach, you don't worry about your shoes because you're behind the bench, right? Anytime you do an interview, it's from here up. So I bet you, Chief, I bet you those shoes are so buttery. They're like putting on slippers. But then when you're on TNT and they stand up and do the in the ice thing, you got to have a nice pair of kicks there.
You got to, especially when you put the stick in your hands, you're showing guys how to shoot, how to back check. By the way, can we talk about Biz with the fucking whiteboard?
It's too much. Biz, you're the man, but that was too much, dude. What the fuck does he know about?
I don't think
What does he know about working the umbrella, the power play? I was like, Biz, like, You're the gang. You're the OG, buddy, and you're making tons of bank, and you're a beauty, but come on, man.
You can't grab the whiteboard.
Can't grab the whiteboard.
Especially to just talk about plays and picking up pucks and keeping the play alive.
He had a great thing. He said they had Elliot Friedman on there.
Yeah.
And he's like, he's got 17 hours of the Liam McHugh, 17 hours a day of screen time. Business. Like, they're going to have to give his brain to science after this or something.
Do a test case.
Yeah. On him. That's a lot of talking about kits I wear. You're going to need some glasses after that.
Yeah. I've been on my shit a lot too. Fucking crazy.
What are you doing?
Just
I don't want to know. I don't want to know. Crypto's Updog tells me every day that crypto's buzzing. So if anyone's out there like the crypto, but Chief, good on you, buddy. You're good for team. Fella, we got to talk about Jägermeister. No chirping, no running its mouth. Let's just talk about the confidence on these guys.
Our friends at Jägermeister sent us this ad read to read on the show, fella. But they're confident that they said, don't do any of that normal ad stuff. Tell the listeners two things. Jägermeister's great, and everyone's been drinking it wrong. Well, if that's the case, how the hell do you think we should be drinking it?
Up, dog, that's a great question. Ice cold, fella. At 0 degrees Fahrenheit, to be exact. Ice cold shots of Jägermeister. That's it, my man. That's all they want to tell you. Damn, that's cold.
Just remember to check out Jägermeister at www.draftkingsxjagermeister.com. Drink responsibly. Jägermeister Liqueur, 35% alcohol by volume, imported by Mast Jägermeister US, White Plains, New York.
TNT, and you're good for the game. Up, dog, my man, DraftKings, baby. I saw this very panel with you, and you said the Chicago Blackhawks were a good bet. Well, you were right, because my dumb ass, I took the Arizona Coyotes at minus 270, and they laid an absolute egg at home against the Blackhawks. I was going to put them back on the milk carton, but I already just put them on last week. But to me, it's my fault. I should put myself on the milk carton. The Arizona Coyotes, I don't care who they play, should never be minus 270.
No.
Ever.
No, especially and
don't
not,
take them.
Especially not against a team that, you know, you expect the Chicago Blackhawks to have one good game. They got one of the best young players, you know, in the game. So eventually they're going to put together a game where he gets a couple looks, a couple chances. And I mean, they're not... I mean, watch them play. They held in there better against the Colorado Avalanche the night before that game than the Detroit Red Wings did last night.
That was a beatdown. Easy money.
But you do think, okay, Chicago, back-to-back games, travel, you know, leaving the high altitude, going into the desert, probably looking forward to Old Town. You know, the line probably was the right line, but you just can't take Arizona at that ever.
No.
You can't. They're too bad. They just lost 14 in a row. They finally won a game, and they thought it was a Stanley Cup.
Fuck. Bad beat. Bad bet. DraftKings, baby. Listen, shout out to Mike Commodore. He always posts the green jacket, hashtag in one. Connor Bedard, minus 36.
Yeah, it's not perfect. What's the whole squad? The whole team's probably pretty bad.
Oh, for sure. But I just thought that's he's second. I
don't know.
Minus 36. He's missed fucking 25 games.
That's be minus 60. That's a good round.
Yeah, but hey. He still looks good with that bubble on. We'll be right back here at Missing Curfew, fella. Welcome back to Missing Curfew. Up, dog, my man. Get this guy, Labatt Blue.
Ooh, presented by Labatt Blue Light, the pristine pilsner. Enjoy your beers together so you can live the life to the power of wheat. Always enjoy responsibly. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Ooh, I'm thirsty, up, dog. I'm thirsty. We're dishing out Labatt Blues. I'm going to start it off here. As much as I'm upset with the Sens because they cost me a three-team parlay last night and a big, big night at the Bay Club. I was just sitting there chilling, texting with you in loops. It was actually nice. Felt like the old days. But the Sens cost me. But Brady Tkachuk, I texted him. I said, how was the rookie party? This and that. What are you up to tonight, fella? Obes, I'm out for dinner with the trainers at the pizza place across from me, Matza.
Oh, nice.
Nice. So for Brady Tkachuk, get yourself a Labatt Blue. Taking the trainers out on the road, that's what it's all about.
Absolutely. Young guys out there, listen to that. That's what you do. The older guys taught me that at a young age. A lot of beauties out there. A lot of beauty trainers that are fun to hang out with when they got their guard down. Get this guy a beer. One of my favorite young players, buddy. We got to meet this kid on their run to the Cup a couple years ago. Bowen Byram. He ends his time with the Colorado Avalanche in fashion. I just hate to see it. This one blindsided me, fella.
Yeah.
Blindsided me. Listen, drafted fourth overall in 2019. Good kid from British Columbia. 146 games played, and that's unfortunate. He was hurt. He was hurt a lot. But 23 goals, 40 apples, Stanley Cup champ. They can never take that away from him. He'll always be welcome back in the Mile High City, like you, my friend. But listen, he's a great kid. I wish him all the best in Buffalo. He's got some buddies there.
Yeah, he's excited.
He's excited. I mean, but by the way, a change has always been good. It's been good for me. It's good for a lot of players out there.
Yeah.
This, you know, you're behind Cale Makar, the best player in the goddamn country, maybe ever, for defense. You know, he's going to go there. He's going to be the stud of this team. And what a good team to build around.
Well, yeah, well said. He didn't seem too upset when he was leaving the rink last night, right? He grabbed his gear. He was screwed around. Bo, we love you. This one stung me. You know, I got my money on the Avs in the West. Listen, he's going to Buffalo. Let's get him some blue lights and Buff, hey? Hey, boys, that's
why we're getting you beers.
Hey, Bo, we're going to stock your fucking fridge with blue lights, fella. Have the boys over after a big win. I said, hey, Bo, don't sleep on Chippewa Street, fella.
Totally.
Get down there. Get to know the city. Good people there.
I think he was a Coors guy.
What's his girl name?
Well, it was a Coors guy. But now we're getting into the lap blues.
Sticking with the Avalanche, Updog, you just bet this girl, Cale Makar, last night. This kind of shocked me. First hat trick in his career. Get yourself a Labatt Blue, Cale. I mean, every time I watch this guy, it's just insane. I was shocked that was his first
ever
hat trick.
Yeah.
First hat trick.
I mean, the pucks get through. I mean, he makes such crisp passes. The way he plays the game is beautiful. You know, he's well-deserving. And I know there's a lot of players right now that are buzzing for that Hart Trophy, one being a guy you got your money on, being Connor McDavid, Austin Matthews, Kucherov. But you cannot count out what this guy does on the back end. And it has to be looked at as an elite, you know, MVP-type status. It's insane.
It's insane. Listen, every time his name is mentioned, it's mentioned with Bobby Orr.
Yeah.
So enough said. Right, like he's the second quickest defenseman to 300 points in that many games than Bobby Orr. And then there's like another thing, him and Bobby Orr. I'm like, okay,
all right, crazy.
Bobby Orr.
Yeah, they don't even talk about Ray Bourque anymore.
No, Bobby Orr. Like them.
It's just Bobby Orr.
Yeah, he beat Kopp. It was Bobby Orr. It's going to be Makar and Kopp for the three quickest to over 300 points. So anytime you're getting mentioned with Bobby Orr,
yeah.
You notice how strong he is with his stick and how he defends too and pushes guys up, like the way he walks the line, it's hockey porn, really. When I watch him, I'm like, God, that's insane. His shot is unbelievable. It's easy to tip. He gets it through. But watch him defend. Strong. Push. Stick. Puck. Up. Yeah. Thanks for coming. It's crazy, man. It is crazy. So last but not least, from our Anaheim Ducks out here, Lucas Dostal. Is that how you say his name? Dostal. I'm pretty sure that's how. Buddy, this guy's kicking. Cost me my parlay. Cost you your parlay. I've watched this kid play the last couple years. Get this guy Labatt Blue. I'm not sure what's going on with Gibby. I don't think he's going anywhere. But if he did happen to move in the next couple days or in the offseason, this guy I think could be a number one goaltender up. See, he's good. He competes. Yeah. I mean, they got outshot 2-1 last night. The Ducks had no reason winning that game. Killer had a great tip to make it 2-1. They didn't have a shot in the third period, I don't think. And this guy held the fort. Get him a Labatt Blue.
My man, well said.
Yeah. Back up the Brinks truck here at Missing Curfew. Up, dog. Back her up, fella. Forgot about this one earlier in the week. Shout out to our boy, Matt Chapman.
Chappie,
it's sad to see you go, fella. I don't know what's going to go on with my Jays. But listen, now my NL team is the Giants. 3 years, 54 bananas, 18 a year. That will keep the lights on. And the last guy for me, the Flyers signed Nick defenseman, Nick Seeler. 4 years, 10.8 bananas. I love this kid, Uppy. Well-deserved. When we had Jonesy and Briere on here, they pretty much said he ain't going anywhere.
He ain't going anywhere.
Great deal for him. I love I love when guys get contracts like that.
It's great. Shout out to Oscar Sundquist, St. Louis. Just recently, as of this morning, signed a 2-year, $3 million extension. Stanley Cup champ. He's been back in St. Louis for a couple years now. I like the way this guy plays. Good two-way forward. And then this guy, Zach Bogosian. 2-year, $2.5 million. Hey, he's still going, man. Maybe there's a chance, bud. Maybe there's a chance. Still a chance, fighting chance for us, fella.
Get in shape.
One goal, 8 apples, but I think that's with Mini, right?
With the Minnesota Wild. Billy Guerin rewarding the old veteran, rewarding him.
That's right.
All right, up, dog. DraftKings, baby. Top titty. Shout out to the winner last week, L. Help me out with that one, up, dog. Duchette, 81.
Doucher.
122 points. He had Ty Foster, I don't know who that is, and Braden Point. I was in 16th. The Captain Brento, 40th. Princey down at 46th. Get in there, boys. It's fun. Stay under salary cap. Like I said, every week you get a brand new hat, buttery tee, and $1,000 American up for grabs. DraftKings Lock of the Night, presented by our good friends at DraftKings. Stay tuned because you'll hear more about DraftKings and all it has to offer throughout the show. DraftKings, the crown is yours, fella.
My man.
All right, up, dog. We were both in the winner's circle. Mine was a touch and go, fella.
I'm taking the Oilers.
Yeah.
March 9th, 9:30 a.m. California time. Edmonton versus Buffalo Sabres in Buff. How
in
are you?
In Buff. Okay, fella. You like
Byron, I'm sorry. You might start off a little bit on the minus side there, bud.
A little bit of a... See, listen, the one that jumps out to me here is the Bruins at home against the Penguins, but it's on ABC, 3 o'clock, Saturday afternoon. That just feels like Sid might have a day, you know what I mean? He might have a day.
Is he still there, though, by then?
You got Sid getting moved here the next couple of days, don't you? Listen, I'm going to take Matty Tkachuk and Vladimir Tarasenko and the Florida Panthers against the Calgary Flames. They're trading guys out of Calgary left, right, and
center. Yeah, they are.
They're
is trading Mark guys still there, though?
I hope not.
Yeah.
For his
he
sake.
Wants out, too, yeah.
Up Dogs got Connor McDavid and the Edmonton Oilers in a matinee.
Easy money. Easy money.
Against the Buffalo Sabres, and I'm going to take Chucky, you beauty, Monty Kid Fella against Weezy Baby and the Flames. Up Dog, we got our guest coming up here in a little bit, but let's talk a little trades. We got the old trade bait board presented by TSN up here. Listen, top of that list, Jake Guentzel. That is a guy that we've talked about a lot, that
yep.
you've talked about a lot.
Yep.
Listen, I think Vancouver, you said Vancouver, didn't you?
Yeah. I thought there was a deal, maybe a little three-way deal in place there. By the way, when that happens, like, is that shitty for the...
Well, I don't get what, like, so you bring Lindholm in.
Yeah.
And that was just to bring him in, just to have him as an asset to move eventually?
Yeah, maybe
or?
They didn't even think. Maybe he doesn't fit the room. Maybe they were going to use him as knowing that Pittsburgh, you know, wanted all in on him. I don't know. Who the hell knows?
It's who the not, hell knows?
Not Jake Guentzel, you can count on him being the number one, you know, asset to be moved here in the next 24 hours. Jake Guentzel.
Yeah, I think Vegas would be a good fit for him. Number three on the list here, Frank Vatrano. I've heard a little, some rumors that maybe the Avalanche are trying to get him out of Orange County. I don't know if Pat Verbeek will want to move him, but he would be a great fit for the Avs. They just made a deal while we were recording, actually. Then Matt Dumba, number four for me. I've been saying this, Up Dog. The Leafs make sense for me. And then now at number six, Pavel Buchnevich. I think Vegas, if they can't get Guentzel, listen, Barbashev's in there. He's a Russian. You bring in Buchnevich. They can speak Russian together in the room. They can go for dinner together. They can hit the Russian fucking spa, right?
Yeah.
You got to have a couple Russians together.
Yeah,
I agree. I think that would be a good fit for them if Vegas, because listen, Mantha, he's just a big soft. He's
what
so soft.
Can he help him out on the power play? They need a goal scorer.
Buchnevich like can score, no?
Yeah, but I mean, sniper, right? Like
Toffoli's a sniper.
Yeah, they put him on that half wall. I mean, that's where Marchessault usually is. But Toffoli's got a knack for scoring, and at only $4.5 million, it's not bad. Rumors out of the Kraken trying to sign Jordan Eberle to an extension. They really like what he's brought there, and he's
yeah.
great and effective. But I think the Oilers are sitting there on their, you know, on their petty little fingers. We're waiting to
bring him back.
Waiting to bring him back. They like him.
He'd also be a good fit in Vegas for a guy, right-handed shot that yeah. has a little offensive ability.
I like that better than almost Toffoli just because he can play center. This kid can play center.
Can he?
Yeah, and he's a good player. He plays at the puck. Still got some game left.
So Toffoli's UFA as well. Wow.
Yeah.
It's interesting. I think Matt Dumba, I don't know. I don't know him personally, but I just think to the Leafs makes a lot of sense. I know they just picked up Edmondson, which I think is a great pickup as well. You were yeah. texting with him. He's excited.
Yeah. Yeah, he wrote me actually while we were just here.
Is he healthy or what?
Yeah, he's fucking healthy. Couldn't be more excited. Back with Revo, he said.
There you go.
Yeah. I go, fella, sick. We'll be epic. They need you. He goes, couldn't be more excited.
Yeah.
Back with Revo.
Imagine playing
IPAs on the plane, baby.
Yeah. No, it's a great... I do still think they need a right-handed D-man. I know they picked up Labushkin, the one that you called. But I like Edmondson. I like him. But
hell yeah.
Who's going to play Morgan Rielly? They're going to play Labushkin with Morgan Rielly?
That was it.
That's your top pair? This TJ Brody, by the way, is just a human clock killer. He's out there 3-on-3 against the Sabres. By the way, one of the worst hockey games I've ever witnessed.
Yeah.
Last night.
Matthews was so checked out.
Whoever paid over... $300 to go to that game, the Leafs should write them a handwritten letter.
Yeah.
It should come from maybe the players. Just, I'm sorry that your kids can't eat for a week. We didn't even try.
Yeah.
We didn't even try.
I know.
That used to be the QEW, Battle of Buffalo, Toronto, let's go. Snooze fest. And I had money on the Leafs, so it ended up working out great for me. Oh, just cracking your knuckles right sorry. The mic there. Listen, I just think the Leafs need a big right-handed D-man. That's all I'm saying.
Who's left?
I think Dumba's the guy. Dumba? Yeah. Go get Dumba. What are you waiting for?
I don't know. Is he a good guy?
Jake Allen
should go to the Leafs, too.
You think?
Yeah, they need some help. What if
Samsonov spot?
Yeah, but what if he doesn't?
Slippy Slappy.
He's a good kid.
He's a good kid.
Brunswick kid. Good guy.
Jacob Chychrun, it's safe to say that he hasn't really panned out the way they thought in Ottawa, right? Like, remember how he was missing all those time in Arizona and he wasn't with the team and then all that?
They made him sit for a month and a half.
Yeah, and then boom, he goes to Ottawa and he's just sucks again. So, anyways, Updog, like I said, we don't have to worry about getting traded, but a guy who knows what's going on around the NHL, good friend of ours, Fourth Period Magazine, Dave Pagnotta, coming at you, fellas. Updog, my man. The fellas at Lucy are up to it again.
You're darn right, fella. 100% pure nicotine, always tobacco free. You could choose your form, pouches, breakers, or gum, and your strength from 2 milligrams up to 12 milligrams. How about these flavors, fella? Mint, apple ice, espresso for a little buzz, mango, and more. Save yourself from the weekly gas station stop and sign up for a monthly subscription. Save 15% off and no commitment. Cancel anytime, fella.
Updog, the people have spoken here at Lucy. The best nicotine pouches I've found. Feel and taste great. Couldn't be happier with my monthly subscription. Another one, delicious and discreet. These pouches give me all day focus. So thankfully for Lucy providing us a clean nicotine alternative. And last but not least, the berry citrus is juicy as heck. So much flavor being tossed around. It's like an orgasm in my mouth. I like the sounds of that. Thank you, Lucy. Your soul, as the Updog says, juicy.
Let's level up your nicotine routine with Lucy. Go to lucy.co/curfew and use promo code
curfew
to get 20% off your first order. Lucy offers free shipping and has a 30-day refund policy if you change your mind. That's lucy.co and use code
curfew
to get 20% off and always free shipping.
And here comes the fine print, fellas. Lucy products are only for adults of legal age and every order is age verified. Warning. This product contains nicotine, and nicotine is an addictive chemical. Welcome back to Mr. Curfew. Up dog, my man. This guy knows the league inside and out.
Sure does.
I would have known him back in the day when I was playing. I might have texted him like, Dave, am I getting waived or what the fuck is
going
on?
Yeah, I could have used that insight too. Insight.
Should I stay in tonight or what should
what
I
What are
do?
We doing so wrong, Dave?
Yeah. From Fourth Period Magazine, Dave Pagnotta. Fella, first of all, thank you for joining us. Second of all, how long did it take you to recover from All-Star Weekend in Toronto, fella? How long did it take?
Oh, man. That was, I mean, first of all, zero thanks to the Toronto Maple Leafs for having a game on that Monday.
Yeah.
But that was not fun. I crawled up into a ball on Sunday, tucked myself out of bed on Monday, went to the game, and just slept for another 3 days. I think Thursday is when I came back to life. That was rough. I think we all had a great time. It was just, it was a little rough.
Yeah, we got out of there Saturday. We couldn't even handle the weekend.
Well, we got out of there Saturday because we were heading to Waste Management Monday. So I was like, we got up though. We can't stay. I need a day and a half to at least get
that's a That's IV. A good call, though. Yeah. That's a smart decision.
But our boys Loud Luxury came in Saturday to play a nice show. And we were like, you know, we're kind of upset we missed that. But, I mean, what a time. It was a great time. It was nice to just get back at the motherland for us, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, look, they pulled out all the stops and like, yeah, you had Loud Luxury performing and there were other entertainers all over the place performing. That was a good show, by the way. You did miss one at Paris on the Saturday. That was a good time. I can confirm that one. But like there was that whole weekend. I mean, just between the amount of people in town, even like the different celebs that were in town that weren't even publicized, they just came into town to be part of the All-Star festivities in Toronto. That was a lot of fun. I'm curious to see how they pull this off in New York / Long Island in a couple of years here.
Yeah, me too. It's like so for us, our first two All-Star experiences were Vegas, where we were dialed in Vegas, and then Florida, where it was dialed there. It was more laid back. And then Toronto, It just seemed, Dave, like it was like even next level. Like, was it almost like too crazy with too many people? Because for us here at Mystic Curfew, you're like, wow, this is everybody's here. This is crazy.
It was one of the biggest ones. I've done every All-Star game since, I want to say, 2009. And like that one was wild too. That was Montreal, and that was a good time. Certainly, at, if you guys remember Buonanotte back then,
yes,
that
was a, ever.
Yeah, that was definitely a good time. But and a few other spots. But this one this year was just because of how much activity was going on and how many people were in town for it. That was just crazy. That was next level for me. Like I don't remember. Like Fort Lauderdale was a lot of fun last year, but not to this extreme. Vegas was cool, but it was right after COVID, so it was a little dialed back. And then like LA, everyone was all over the place because they had the like LA was a good time, but it was everywhere because it was the 100th year, so there were so many different things everyone had to do. This was nuts.
Yeah,
I hope they replicate this in New York. I mean, we'll try. We'll throw a few things in New York.
Yeah.
In 26, but yeah.
How long does it take? I haven't been in the new barn yet. I guess I should know this. Long Island to the city is like an hour, though, right? Unless you take a fucking chopper.
Yeah, well, it depends,
right?
What time, yeah. Yeah, it depends what time of day. Right?
So I guess, are the parties going to be out in Long Island, you think, or will they be in the city? What do you think, Dave? What do you think, bud? I know it's a couple years away, but.
Well, I may or may not already have one area already locked in.
Okay.
And that will be in the city. That will be in the city. Most of them. Most of these events, I think the guys will, like, I think everyone's going to stay in the city for it.
Yeah.
I don't think most people are going to stay out on Long Island or,
yeah.
Or you know, where it's at. So, at Belmont. So, it'll be interesting to kind of get, it'll be, I guess, similar to, like, again, like Florida. Everything was in Fort Lauderdale, and then you just kind of bust everybody out. And, I mean, they'll probably have police escorts and whatnot, but that'll still take, like, 45 minutes at least to get to the ring.
See, he's already planning 2 years. I know. That's why we're not on the
we
fucking
run by the skin of our pants.
See, he's 2 years away.
But we just booked our Vegas trip this weekend. Like that's how we roll.
He's a pro. You're a pro, Dave. You're a pro.
Let me switch gears into the Boston Montreal Nations Cup, World Cup, whatever you want to call it. How good are the parties going to be at this week? You think?
Yeah, I'm interested in that one. I'm very curious because, like, these are meaningful games. Right, like I guess because it's part of this Nations Cup tournament. So, but I'm going back to like 2016 in Toronto. Everybody was everywhere.
Totally.
Oh yeah, I know.
The only difference is that was September and this is like beginning of February. But I still imagine everyone's going to have a good time. Like Montreal will be a good time. It's my hometown, so I'll probably. And I'll try to we'll talk, we'll figure something out.
Yeah.
So Montreal will be good. I'm not too worried about Boston either, but definitely Montreal if all the guys are in town, there's gonna be a few things to do.
Dave, UpDog teed me right up. I want to talk to you about, listen, I'm excited for best on best. We all are, but for me, no Leon Draisaitl with Germany, no David Pastrnak with Czech. Like what's your feeling on this? Why couldn't they make it a 6-team tournament? Like why was it 4, Dave? I guess is what I'm asking you.
They tried to go the easiest way. Like just to do like it's I don't like it because it's basically doing something for the sake of doing something.
Yeah.
Right. Like you're right. Like you could have done an all like replicated what you did last time. I know that they didn't want to do like that under 23 team and the Team Europe and all that, but guys had fun.
Yeah.
And it adds another element to it. Another different type of, because at least you're getting these guys participating in some type of international play and still being part of it. Like you're right, like not having Germany part of it and you're missing out on one of the best players in the world, and then not having, you know, Czechia and the Slovaks and so on and so on. I understand the whole Russia component right now, I guess, but like not having the other countries there is, it's, I mean, like the guys will enjoy it because they'll be on the beach somewhere.
Yeah.
But like, you know, I think they could have added that other element to it. And you're right, do a 6-teamer and just go from there. But they decided to go just the 4. And it's again, interesting because it's middle of the season. It's taken over the All-Star break. And, you know, you're not getting that elite type of competition. I know they want to start to create a schedule. And then everyone will go to the Olympics. And then 2 years after that will be the official World Cup. And then it'll keep going. But I'm curious to see how they pull this one off. It'll probably still be good, but I think it could have been better.
No, anytime 97, 29, 87 are going to wear the red and white, it's going to be good. But when you have two of the top five players in the world, one's German and one's Czech, and you're not playing the fucking tournament, I don't know. It just leaves a little sour taste in my mouth.
Do you think Cooch getting that news that day of the All-Star Skills Competition, was that a reason he went out and just made a complete debauchery?
He was at Dave's party.
Yeah, do you think he had too many pops the night before?
Maybe. I mean, he did swing by. We do the gifting suite, too. He swung by the gifting suite earlier that day. So he was kind of mellow a little bit. And then he realized he was getting like a $5,000 suit. So he was like, all right, I'm feeling a little better now.
Is that what you got the boys? $5,000 suits? Fuck, we should have came
Harry
by.
Harry Rosen was supplying everybody. Yeah, we tried to get you guys out there. We had that. We had hats.
I love free swag, Dave.
Yeah, no, Dave hit me up. Well, I told you that. He doesn't remember. I did tell. That was our fault. We didn't make it over, fella.
Okay. Lot going on. Yeah, look, I think everybody's brains were pretty much the way Kucherov was feeling, except he just let it show on the ice. I don't know. I thought it was funny.
I thought it was great.
Let me say this, Dave, before we move into trade story. Like, we've had some people say that that's going to affect him when it comes to Hart voting. Do you think that really will affect people, what they think of Kucherov?
No. I get a vote for it. I don't give a shit what he does in the All-Star game.
Yeah, thank you. Okay.
Yeah, most guys who win the Hart Trophy, they opt to not even go sometimes. Yeah. Crosby's opted not to go once, I think. Ovechkin, like,
a bunch.
Who gives a shit?
Yeah, it doesn't. This is what kills me, because everybody bitches and complains and moans about the All-Star game. And then when something like this happens, then they complain about his participation in the All-Star game that half these people didn't really care to watch anyway.
Yeah, it was a terrible skill, too, by the way. They got to get that passing one out of there. They got to think of something.
Fellas, Labatt Blue USA. Lots of things are better together. Hockey and Labatt Blue. Golf and Labatt Blue. Barbecuing with an ice-cold Labatt Blue. But if you really want to take things to the next level, drink some Labatt Blue Lights with your friends and live life to the power of we. Always enjoy responsibly. Beer, Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York.
There's a few things they got to work on.
Yeah. All right, Dave. Well, hey, man, listen, let's talk some trades. I guess we'll just start off with, it's been a busy couple days. I know you've been on your phone doing your thing. Well, what moves have jumped out to you that teams are better than they were a couple days ago?
Colorado. Just looking at what they were able to pull off by bringing in Mittelstadt. So now you got somebody to legitimize your 2C position. And then you bring in Sean Walker. That's a different kind of, you know, he's not your mobile guy. He's not your Byram, but you don't need that when you've got Makar and the depth that they have on that blue line to add more physicality, more two-way. Like, you look at Walker's numbers. I'm still trying to comprehend the whole analytics aspect of everything, but all the underlining numbers that Walker brings to the table, he's been lights out this season. And you know, it's between that and stabilizing your back end, and then pulling off the deal earlier with Brandon Duhaime, getting him from Mini for a third round pick in a few years from now. I mean, you bring in him to really, again, you're stabilizing your roster at this point. So now you're deepening your bottom six. You've deepened your second line by bringing in Mittelstadt, and now you're decor is, in my opinion, better because of the type of player that Walker is and the minutes that he'll eat up. I really like what Colorado has done in the last 30 hours here, and they might not be done. They're still looking at a goalie, and I think Duhaime takes them out of Nick Dowd. They were really hot for him out of Washington, but we'll see kind of where that goes. But I think they got at least one more trick up their sleeve.
Are you surprised, Dave, in the Johansson not working out thing there in Colorado? Personally, when it happened, the signing, I was like, I don't see this being the right fit. But are you surprised at how it worked out?
I thought he'd be better. I thought it would be a better fit than it turned out to be. I didn't think it was going to be like, okay, now he's a legitimate 2C and he's going to come in here and really keep things, hold the fort down, and they'll be able to just roll with that top six. But I thought he would be in a better position to succeed, and it just didn't work out for him at all. Not the way that he thought, not the way obviously that the Avs thought. And then you know, a little bit of kick in the cojones here going to Philly because you got Torts and those two don't really like each other.
No.
And that's the nice way of putting it. But you know, I found out right away that they were throwing him on waivers. He cleared and he's heading down to Lehigh Valley. So that's another kick too, because now you're down in the A and you've been in the show for so long and whatnot. Bit of an ego check, I guess, for some guys. And not to say that he has one at all. It's a hit. So, you know, it tough break for him certainly, but at least he's still getting the sheets.
Yeah, listen, he couldn't play at the pace the Avs play at. His foot speed wasn't there.
No, exactly.
And listen, I like him. He's a good kid. His compete level I think could be higher. But that's NHL in a nutshell. You go from you think you're going to win a Stanley Cup to now you're fucking riding the iron lung in Lee Valley. So it's just like for people out there that there's a lot of great things about the National League, but that is a reality check where you're like, what just happened?
Yeah,
well what said. Just happened?
It's tough.
Dave, let's go up north here. My Edmonton Oilers acquired Adam Henrique, Sam Carrick from the Ducks down here in Newport Beach for a first-round pick. Do you think they address what they have to, or is Kenny Holland not done? I hope he's not done because I think they need to. I like them addressing the quality of having four lines and that they need someone else. You just touched on how important it was for Colorado to address the second center. I think they did that with Adam Henrique. But what about, like, defense here? We question their D all the time. They can't play D most nights. Thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, look, they were poking around on Sean Walker before he went to Colorado. They were looking at – they asked about, you know, Joel Edmondson, who went to Toronto. They've asked about those bigger physical caliber players, or at least guys that play with a little bit of an edge. Walker has a two-way element. Edmondson, obviously, you know, can hold down the fort. He did it in St. Louis, as obviously you know. But, like, this is – I agree with you. I mean, you bring in Stetcher, and I think that's a good depth piece. But they need to bring some balls on that back.
Yeah,
they need some physicality. They need some defensive awareness. The problem is for them. Like I'm trying to peek here. They don't have much cap space. They got like $1 million bucks right now.
Yeah,
and I think the move to bring in Henrique and Carrick was shrewd. They pulled it off. They gave up a first, and there's a shit ton of a retention on their contract, so it didn't eat up a lot of their potential space. But if they do something else, probably means somebody's leaving that team. So whether it's CC or Kulak or Fogle up front, you've got to create some cap space to pull that off. They still have assets. Like, they still have Philip Roberg they can dangle to bring in somebody significant, but I still think the D-core is something that they should address and want to address before tomorrow's deadline.
Yeah, I agree. And I think that Sam Carrick, when I saw that he was thrown in the deal, Adam Henrique, we'll see how that plays out there. I think he can be a good 2C. I have a feeling come playoff time, you might see him on that third line. But I think Sam Carrick is going to be a huge piece to them. Dave, let's stay with Vegas. We got some ties out here. Our boy Todd Pickup, Tom Riley are tight with Bill Foley. We're going Saturday night when they play the Red Wings. Mantha. Listen, the Hanifin trade to me kind of threw me off a little bit. I didn't see him going there. I love their back end. I guess Martinez is banged up. Two things. Is Vegas done, do you think, in your mind? And do you like these moves?
I like the moves. No, Vegas is not done.
Yeah.
They're going to add somebody else up front by all accounts. So they're trying hard to do that. They're still in the thick of things with Gensel. They've reached out to Jersey about Toffoli. It's looking more and more likely like Toffoli's going to end up moving. Just a quick thing on Toffoli. Don't count out LA by any stretch. I know they were supposed to have, I guess, cap space if Kempe was done for the year, and he's supposed to come back at the end of the month. Arvidsson's supposed to come back at the end of the month. But I think they're trying hard to see if they can get a third party in there to pull that off. So if he ends up back in LA, don't be shocked. But Vegas is trying for him. Basically, everybody who's in on or has been in on Gensel is now circling over to Jersey and trying to see if they can get a plan B in Toffoli. But Vegas is, I'm telling you guys, they're not done. They're looking. Talked to some of their guys last night when the Hanifin deal was all kind of coming together, and obviously they're excited. I mean, talked to one of their defensemen and he's like, we have like 19 D, so how's this going to work?
Yeah. But I've been there. I'm like, oh boy, I'm not good at math, but I'm fucking in one here, boys.
Shuffles things around a little bit for them. We'll see, and we'll figure out the extent of Martinez's injury. But like, I still think they want to add up front. Now, with Gensel, this was shrewd moves moved by them on the Hanifin front, because they moved to 2025 first. But it, I don't know how Calgary agreed to this, but they basically, if they want to trade that pick to another team, they can. And then the pick Calgary gets ends up being in 26. So Vegas, to me, just by that alone, means they're still way in this and willing to pull this off. And I think Pittsburgh is understanding that they're probably going to have to retain a chunk of Gensel's deal. I wouldn't be surprised whether he ends up in Vegas or New York or somewhere if the Penguins retain on that contract. But look out for Vegas. They're not done by any stretch. Dave, at least they're definitely trying.
Yeah, Dave, before I turn over Updog, Shea Theodore's got a year left at 5.2. Is there any way in the next couple days you could I'm sure he doesn't want to leave with a no move. Have you heard his name floating around at all or no?
No, not at all. I think that, yeah, they want to try to figure that. I think they've already had loose discussions with some of their guys, even their pending guys like Marchessault's UFA at the end. I think they've had just a loose, like, hey, we want to figure this out. Just let's focus on the season. We don't need a distraction here. And I think with Hanifin too, like, guys were expecting that extension in place. I think they're going to get there. And I think he sticks around too, but I don't think that affects, you know, Theodore's deal. I think he's there. They want to keep him, no question.
I'm just rewinding back. I was in Philly in 2008. We had Danny Briere, who was on long-term IR, and he started to practice, and like rumors were going around that he was fucking ready to rock and roll, right? And then the league kind of steps in and like, okay, guys, we know you guys are above the cap and all this stuff. Is this a thing nowadays still, like Tampa with Cooch, last year with Stone? Like, are teams strategically bending the literature in the CBA to find ways to fucking bring
trying to get you in trouble here, Dave?
No, it's like, let's just be honest. And rules are rules. If it's language and you get away with it, yeah, it's fine. You know, and if a doctor wants to say that, you know, my kidney's fucking lacerated or it's bruised or whatever, and I need 4 to 6 months, you know, that's the case. I'm just saying, you know, in all speculation, you know, are the rules in place? Are some teams out there maybe using this, you know?
If you ain't cheating, you ain't trying.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Well, look, I will say this, and I try to repeat this as often as I can, and people probably don't believe it or don't want to believe it. The league looks into this shit. Like, they make sure that if a guy's hurt and he's supposed to come back in May, that he's hurt and isn't able to come back, like, March 30th or like – If it's a matter of a few days or a week, I think there's some leniency there, because you can go either way, right? Like, you hit a little hiccup, you need a couple extra days. Like, I don't think the league's going to say, you know, slap anybody on the wrist for that, to be honest. But this is not a scenario where, all right, we need Mark Stone out of the lineup for 2 months because we need the cap space. Like, for example, I don't think that, like, same with Tampa right now, Sergachev. Like,
that poor fucking kid's legs on backwards, though. But
I know. Like, he's just sewing it together. But like, these are things that the league looks at seriously. They looked at it last year. They look at it every year. They're gonna look at this scenario. They're gonna monitor what's going on with Stone and figure that out. They're gonna monitor what's going on in Colorado with Gabe Landeskog. Is he on track? Can he come back sooner? Can he not? I don't think he can. But like, the league looks at this crap on a regular basis, because they don't want to have, again, a few days, a week, one way or the other. It's not going to tip the scales by any stretch. But if a dude's out and they're pushing it a month, the league's going to shit all over that. Like, that's not going to happen. But so I get it, and I get, but like, these are the rules. Like, any other team, mostly people that get, like, fans that get pissed off at Vegas, you should just get pissed off at your own team for not going through the same steps, because and every team is able to do that. I think there's 16 teams right now using LTIR space. It's just they're not loading up like Vegas is doing, because Vegas, Kelly and George and those guys and Bill Foley, their balls are like this. Like, they don't give a shit about the picks. Like, they'll go out, they'll make the moves. If they win another cup, guess what? Worth it.
Yep.
Yeah, there's a simple answer for this too. Get rid of the hard cap and bring in the luxury tax. But we don't need to get into that right now. We don't
preach,
need to, yeah.
Buddy, preach. Yeah. Totally. I'm all for it.
I'm sick of this hard cap.
And the way you look at it, a lot of teams out there, if you're not in the playoff hunt, it's great to have Vegas go deep in the playoffs. That's huge revenue for everybody. Vegas is a big, big market.
Yeah.
I think it's great.
It's TV ratings and all that shit and everything that kind of comes to it. Like, this is I get it, because, you know, like, if you're the Leafs, you're going, hey, Johnny T. You you feeling okay there, buddy?
Yeah, yeah. How's that groin feeling, buddy? How's that groin? Looks a little tight, bud. Looks a little tight.
You want to wait this out? Maybe we'll bring in a few guys to help us out for the next few weeks?
If I was Tavares, I'd be like, boys, you know what? I'm going to go on long-term IR for the next 20. I'll be fresh. Go grab a guy. Go grab a couple guys.
Yeah. Help me out. Go get Buchnevich. Go get some other pieces here. Help us out here.
Yeah. Dave, I want to ask you about the Florida Panthers. In my opinion, right now, they're the best team in the NHL. They go out and get Uppy's old teammate, Vladimir Tarasenko. Are they done? Are you with me? Do you think they're the best team in the NHL? Or what's your feel in South Florida?
This team's, even before Vladdy's at, this team's better than they were last year, I think.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, and they're, for now, and knock on wood for them, but and there we go. They're healthy, too.
Yeah.
Like they had, you know, Montour and Ekblad were banged up to start the year and they've come back and they've been good but healthy. Now you add Tarasenko and he's up there with Barkov and Reinhardt. And they have cap space. Like they're not like Billy Zito's still looking around. I mentioned it earlier. I think he's one of those like guys lurking in the weeds with respect to Pittsburgh. Now they don't want to trade Anton Lundell. And they've been asked about him from a lot of clubs. So I don't know if that's something that they really want to do. Definitely not on the rental side. At least I don't think. Like they've been pretty adamant about not wanting to move Lundell because they don't have other real – like they don't have – they have no first-round picks, no second-round picks, limited third-round picks. They don't have a deep cupboard of prospects. So he's your primary guy. But they're still lurking in the weeds for another forward. Now, they may end up with a guy like Max Pacioretty. Put them on your third line, deepen things up a little bit more. Maybe they get out and go out and get another depth D. One thing I did hear, they checked in on Chychrun out of Ottawa. I think Tampa has as well. I think Detroit circled in to at least understand what the value is there, or the asking price anyway. They're always looking. And if they could pull it off, I think they'd like to make at least one other move here. But this team is – I wouldn't be surprised if we're going back to Fort Lauderdale in June.
Yeah, we're all for that.
And they're tough.
We're all
for
that.
They're just good. They're made up to win.
I'll take it.
Hey,
they are. And that's the other thing, too. Like, and this is what puts them – like, they're – the boys that can play, they can also throw the body and not miss a beat. Like, obviously, you have Tkachuk, but then what Bennett was bringing in the playoffs and in the cup final last year and what their guys can do – up and down that lineup, they'll throw the body and they'll keep pace with you.
Yeah, I like that Pacioretty little tidbit there. And the vitamin D and the humidity for Pacioretty, get the body, it'll be loose. The humidity, you'd be like, fuck, I feel pretty good. I'm ready to go here. I think that'd be a good fit.
I think he'd be down for that. He's got a full no movement clause. I know Florida was poking in on him before the Tarasenko deal. And he only has a $2 million cap hit. So, and they have space. So I wouldn't be shocked at all if that's a destination for him.
You just don't want too many guys the same player.
You just want to get out of Washington because it's a war zone. No, I'd be like, get me out of there. Get me out of there.
They're boarding up the
people,
whole.
Like, holy moly.
This isn't what I signed up
for. Yeah, this is not the... but you're right. You don't want the same too many.
Yeah, like Pacioretty, Tarasenko. Like I was going to actually
ask,
was Vladdy the right guy at that, you know, fourth round pick price? Like, was he the right person to bring in? Like, is it matching, your starting center is a Russian with another Russian? I know how Vladdy, you know, how he beats to his own drum. Was he their guy? Like, was that who Bill Zito was like, this guy still has it. He can keep up the pace of play. He's tough. You know, like, was he the guy?
And he's happy.
I know. Yeah. Dude, I saw him walking Nobu two nights ago. I'm like, hey, Vladdy. He's like, you could just tell that he was excited
to eat some uni, I bet.
He did not look excited. He had a couple other teammates with him, and he looked like someone shit in his shoe. But then all of a sudden he got traded at, so he was happy.
Right? I'm sure.
Yeah, he's probably, because he was like, I'm still fucking here.
Yeah,
like, come on.
Ottawa? Come on.
And it's not just joining a he's got a summer home there, so like he's familiar with the area. His kids like it there. The family likes it there. He likes it there.
Yeah.
So now to be there and to be part of this group, and now the opportunity to chase another cup, and like they're not just throwing him with anybody on like a third line. They're throwing him right at the top, and they're seeing if he can gel. And you've got a happy, looser Vladdy Tarasenko on a cup contending team.
Yeah.
That's dangerous. Like, I don't know if he was their first choice, But Florida, I think, was his first choice. And when Billy Zito found out that, all right, this is probably, we'll probably be able to fleece him a little bit here on this one, not given the actual full value. Let's make this happen. Yeah. I think this is a good move for everyone. And different than New York. Like, New York last year was just adding, like, this guy and that guy and this guy, and just throw them all in a blender and hope it works. I think there's obviously some strategy behind it. But, again, let's not discount the fact that you're getting a guy who's motivated now. He's happy. He wants to be there. And he wants to play.
That's why you're one of the best in the business right there, articulating that exact trade right there.
Yeah, I mean, the best thing you said there is he wanted to go there. So for me, if I'm a GM, a guy wants to come here, bring it on. Dave, last one for me, Phil. I got to ask you. I've been saying this for a year. I said at UFA, Matt Dumba, is there any way he goes to the Toronto Maple Leafs? They need a right-hand defenseman to play with Morgan Riley. I don't mind Lyubushkin, but he's not the guy. If I got to watch TJ Brody play the right side anymore, I'm going to puke. Is there any way that Dumba will come there?
Well, we just talked about Colorado. Let me get to that in a second. They just added another guy. So they brought in Trennan from Nashville.
Oh, nice.
So more jam to the lineup, more physicality to that bottom six. So there's another guy, like I mentioned, they circle back on Nick Dowd, probably not now. But that's another piece that they've added to their group from the Preds. His name was out there for a little bit. Dumba, like Toronto wants to add another piece. Like, I don't think they're done by any stretch, but like they're still looking, even after the Edmondson deal. I still think they want to, but I think they want to go a little bigger on D in terms of like, not necessarily rental category, more of like someone with some term that can move the needle a little bit for them, even on the physical side of things. I know they checked in on, they've checked in on Parayko going back a couple weeks or a couple months, and that's kind of gained some momentum and steam here. That's going to be a complicated deal, just dollar wise.
And he's not physical. He's not physical at all.
Right, and he's and so it's a different. You're adding a different type of defenseman to add to that mix after you brought in, you know, Lyubushkin and Edmondson. Are they thinking, well, maybe this kind of guy can be? We have the physical pieces. This kind of guy can just upgrade us overall. Or do they look at, you know, Ivan Provorov with 1 year left on his contract? Again, not the physical guys, but like different caliber of D. And I'm also wondering about up front. I think if they could bring in another winger that can be interchangeable between the second and third line, I think they'd like to do that.
Yeah. I mean, time will tell. I just think when I watch them play, and you know more than me, you're in that city, you watch them all the time, they need a puck-moving D-man to play with Morgan Riley. But Dave, thank you, my man. I know you're busy. We appreciate you taking the time. Good luck in the next day and a half. And then after the deadline's over, grab yourself a beer or something, buddy, and just have a couple. You deserve it.
Oh, I'm taking a whole freaking case with me. Like, I'm just, I can't wait.
All right, buddy. Thank you. Fella, we got to talk about Jägermeister. No chirping, no running its mouth. Let's just talk about the confidence on these guys.
Our friends at Jägermeister sent us this ad read to read on the show, fella. But they're confident that they said, don't do any of that normal ad stuff. Tell the listeners two things. Jägermeister's great, and everyone's been drinking it wrong. Well, if that's the case, how the hell do you think we should be drinking it?
Up, dog, that's a great question. Ice cold, fella. At 0 degrees Fahrenheit, to be exact. Ice cold shots of Jägermeister. That's it, my man. That's all they want to tell you. Damn, that's cold.
Just remember to check out Jägermeister at www.draftkingsxjagermeister.com. Drink responsibly. Jägermeister Liqueur, 35% alcohol by volume, imported by Mast Jägermeister US, White Plains, New York.